Welcome to Island Sky Astro, a podcast that inspires the present-day visionary to live their best life. What's up, everyone? Welcome back. We are going to be diving into your horoscope, Sagittarius. If you are here for the first time, welcome. My name is Island Sky. I'm an astrologer and numerologist, and I focus heavily on giving forecasts on my channel, coupled with the numerology. And for you guys this month, it is going to be really interesting. The reason for that is because your numerology is number 59. It's 5-9. We're going to dive into that in just a moment. But first, I want to pop up what this video is all about if you are here for the first time. We are going to be covering your numerology. We're going to be covering and focusing on Mercury this month and Jupiter. And we're also going to be focusing on just in general, just a couple of extra, you know, themes that are coming up because this month, your numerology, because it is 59, this indicates that Mercury is going to be a very important planet to pay attention to for you. This also indicates that the Sun's transit is important right now because of where it is in your chart. And also Uranus, because the number one is related to the Sun, number four is related to Uranus, and that is what the 59, you know, sums up to. So there's a lot that we need to dive into. We're not going to be able to cover every, you know, single thing. The reason for that is because, you know, we could be here forever. We're just going to cover the most important sort of aspects to pay attention to for this month. Lastly, I do want to just say, and I say this all the time in my readings, you want to know your rising sign, because when I pop up the chart and I give you, you know, the house placement of where everything is at, you want to make sure that you're listening to your sun sign first, because that is going to give you the most accurate picture of where the planets are transiting in your chart. Now, if you want to listen to your sun sign, you can. And you can also listen to your moon sign, because sometimes we're more connected in our chart to certain planets, and I totally get it. So to put a bigger reading together, you can listen to all three. Let's dive right in, okay? The first thing we're going to talk about is your numerology is 59. 59 is a brilliant number. It brings wit, humor, and a very strong mental energy, and also very strong negotiation energy and magnetism. That's what this number is all about. 59 is a strong number in the sense that you can really get a lot accomplished in words, in using your speech, in using, you know, your mind in a way where you are quicker. Not that you are not, right? I always want to say that. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, Mercury is going to be in a place where you're going to start to realize that there's a lot of things that you want to pay attention to where you want to be quick. You want to realize that there's sort of a originality that is coming this month to your conversations and certain ideas that you have. And there is a sense of flexibility and openness. So staying open to new ideas is going to be the key aspect here this month for you, Sagittarius, okay? I want to pop up the chart because we're going to be going through your chart here real quick. This is a chart for mid-month of April. And the first thing I want to talk about is April 3rd, Mercury enters Taurus. Where is that? That is your sixth house. Mercury enters Taurus in your sixth house. It is going to stay there. It's going to retrograde there. But it starts out on April 3rd. The conversation right now is all about navigating your lifestyle. And there are some certain changes and new ideas and a new flexible sort of way of doing things from the day to day that will be super important. Now, whenever Mercury is in Taurus, we're talking about quality. We're talking about intentionality. We're talking about methodology and also being very productive, okay? Productive in the sense where it gives us some kind of sense of worth. It gives us some kind of sense of money and value, and it puts us into this certain, you know, kind of position where we feel whole and we feel wholesome. That is what you want to realize here with Mercury in Taurus, that this is a really great time for you to focus on just being a little bit more consequential. I know that this sounds a little weird, what I'm saying, but what I mean by that is that, you know, being consequential, like whatever decisions that you're making right now, it should give you results. It should give you a certain sort of good consequences, certain results. Maybe that's a better word. Result is a better word. So this period right here is going to be really important because Uranus is next to Mercury as well. And this gives you sort of this openness to deal with new situations or a new idea or a new way of living your life. The sixth house, oftentimes, I describe this so often to all of my clients, right? It is the obstacle course, okay? From the moment you wake up until you go to bed, there are things that you have to navigate, and that is oftentimes what I see and my own personal experience is with the sixth house. The sixth house has a lot of organizational pieces to it, okay? This is also sort of the quality of lifestyle for you right now. And that is what I'm seeing here for many of you. Now, on the same day as Mercury enters Taurus, it is going to be forming a square to Pluto. And this is interesting because as soon as Mercury enters Taurus, that square to Pluto, which is going to be in your third house, so the conversation is between your daily lifestyle and your mindset, this is where you're going to have to start to pay attention to understanding a particular subject or a particular issue that also involves other people. There might be conversations that you are hearing about. There could be a situation that you're dealing with that deals with either a sibling, a cousin, someone who is working with you, somebody who is a part of your day-to-day, or even a small group of people that you know, a particular group of people that you know that is sort of in the gym that you go to, you know, that fitness studio that you go to. These are the types of things you could take a look at with Pluto or in general with the third house. And Pluto is in Aquarius now, okay? It's going to be here for 2 months. So that first square here is us realizing that we need to stay grounded right now because things are changing. And that is sort of the message that I'm seeing with Pluto being in Aquarius right now at 0 degrees. This is sort of an emotionless square in a sense. It gives you sort of this brilliant superpower to think deeply about situations and seeing the reality of a situation, okay? Because Pluto is so penetrating, there could be the reality of the situation type of aha moment that adds value to the decision-making, the stuff that you are focusing on mentally right now in your lifestyle. So this is really, really good. It also deals with 0 degree with trust and protection. These are the themes that you want to pay attention to. Trust and protection, navigating this, focusing on this kind of a thing. That's what I'm seeing is going to be super valuable and super important this month for many of you. And also, you know, this could be like a moment where you're starting to realize that there is a situation that is a little dark that may necessarily not have anything to do with you, but you realize that that is not an area you want to kind of move into or, you know, kind of entertain or anything like that. These are the types of things that can come up with a Mercury square to Pluto because it's so deeply penetrating. It's something that comes to your periphery that you had not noticed before. And at 0 degrees, it's super powerful. Now, moving on in the month, you are going to be experiencing a full moon in Libra. I am going to have an entire report on this where we're going to dive a little bit deeper into why this full moon in Libra is going to be important because we're going to be dealing with some relationship stuff. Relationship drama might come up during this time. There's stuff that comes up that kind of changes our relationship dynamics. We're going to dive deeper into it. Make sure that you look for that report on my channel. I'm also going to link it in this video once it is posted. So this full moon in Libra is going to be on the 6th. This is going to occur between your 11th and your 5th house, which is where the sun is at right now for you. Okay, until about April 20th, the sun is going to be illuminating your 5th house, which is the house of romance, children, the house of purpose, fulfillment, the stuff that you just vibe with, okay? The stuff that you're into. That's what the 5th house, generally speaking, can bring. And, you know, here, you are going to maybe come about a situation where it's you versus a friend, or it's you versus, you know, a situation where you feel like, okay, I don't want to be a part of this group of people, or there's some kind of conversation that comes up where you have to pay attention to maybe words that have been spoken or things that have been said that kind of change the dynamic now. And it is a different feeling between what you feel is true to you and your social circles or like-minded people. These are the types of themes that you can look, you know, that you can kind of expect during this time. It's, you know, full moons are usually some kind of, you know, apex in the month where we have to pay attention to stuff that's building up, you know, things that we get an opportunity to deal with. And sometimes they come with a breakdown, you know, and that's what I'm seeing with this particular full moon in Libra. There is a little bit of this like mic drop, you know, moment that shocks us a little bit because Mercury and Uranus are traveling together. So for you, make sure you check out that report. We're going to come back to that later. Now, moving on later in the month, April 11th, this is a really interesting time because not only are we dabbling now sort of in a new territory or new unusual ways for us to go about, you know, our lifestyle, thinking, right? Thinking differently, especially with Mercury and Uranus kind of traveling together. This is now also a time of growth, truly a time of growth. The Sun and Jupiter are going to be in a conjunction at 21. Sun and Jupiter conjunctions are like energy on steroids, okay? This is a time where I feel like you feel that you can accomplish anything. There is an upswing in energy. This is a party energy. This is going to be happening in your fifth house, which is a party house anyway. The stuff that you are into, the stuff that you love. So there's sort of this renewal energy here when it comes to your heart, when it comes to your heart and mind connection also. And you feeling like there could be a situation in your life that made you sort of involuntarily feel a certain way. And now you're able to get through that because this Sun-Jupiter conjunction puts you into a growth period and lets you know, hey, you know, things are going to be okay again when it comes to certain conflicts or challenges that you've experienced and there is a resolution to it and you feel and sense that support, which is so important with the Sun-Jupiter conjunction at 21. Now, one other thing that I think is worth mentioning this month for you guys is that last quarter moon in Capricorn. Because by the time we're through that full moon in Libra, that Sun and Jupiter conjunction, things will feel like they have kind of moved forward now. And for you guys, you know, this particular last quarter moon is going to be in your second house, which I think is going to be really important. What's the second house? The second house is your money, your value, your worth. And that's where Pluto was at for many years. You have been changing the definition of money and value and productivity. And that relationship that you have with money has changed. There's been so many sort of deep lessons in this area. Now, Pluto moving out into Aquarius for about 2 months, it's going to go back into Capricorn because there's going to be some last things that we're going to have to deal with. And then it's going to move on. Now for you, this last quarter moon is going to be a moment that I believe where you're going to start to emotionally become aware of what you need to cut loose when it comes to money and productivity that leads you nowhere. There's a huge epiphany moment, a huge reviewing moment here that we are integrating. And for you, it has to do with money, which I'm very excited for you because I can just imagine, you know, anything in the second house, like stuff that has to do with money, stuff that has to do with a self-worth, stuff that has to do with our even support and the necessities and stuff like that. Sometimes it can be a hard thing to go through. And I feel like this is going to be like that moment where there is sort of this aha moment about money and you just feeling stronger, you feeling like you're equipped now to deal with things in a much different way, like more like a boss, okay? More like a person that is more an authority in this area. Not that you were not before, but there is this sort of knowledge that comes through, and your emotions and your beliefs are aligning more with what's true right now. And I wanted to just mention that real quick. Last thing that I want to mention here for you is Uranus and Taurus. It moves from 16 to 18 degrees in April. This is a decision-making time. And the reason we're mentioning this, don't forget your numerology is 59. And when we take a look at 59, it reduces down to 14. And that 4 is a Uranian number, which is a very important number to pay attention to. And this is why we are taking a look at this for you. Uranus in the sixth house, right? The month starts out with you understanding now parts of your life that are changing, that are new, that are unique, and staying open to that. And then at the end of the month with Uranus here, moving into 18 degrees, this is a decision-making time in regards to your lifestyle, in regards to what you want to bring more of into the day-to-day. Okay, that is what I'm seeing here with Uranus. Now, to wrap up this reading for today, I am going to be pulling a tarot card just to see if there's any final messages for you. And I also want to know how this month is unfolding for you guys. You know, let me know in the comment section. I always love hearing from you guys. If you have any friends that are Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, and Rising that can benefit from this sort of reading, you know, share it with them. Okay, look at this. What a beautiful card. Truly a new beginning. Every time we see the magician, the number one in that magician, it is a very powerful card. It has to do with a very magnetizing energy right now to focus on new beginnings, to focus on doing something in your life that requires your time and attention is going to be worth it this time. It is going to be a time, I think, where you can finally sort of focus on moving on from certain situations that felt challenging, and you have everything that you need in order to step into that picture fully this month. It's a fresh start. There might be some things that you have to make decisions on, but the decisions that you're making are going to benefit you this month if you really just focus on what's given, the energies working with them, becoming aware of making yourself more happy. And that's what this is about, okay? Being able to deal with any situation this month, that is what the Magician card is all about. Thank you so much for being here, you guys. Thank you for listening. That's a wrap on today's, you know, episode. If you're listening to it on the podcast version, I just wanted to say hi to everyone from Brazil. I see you. You're listening to my podcast. Thank you so much for being here. And then if you're here on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. You know, ring the notification bell so that it notifies you every time I put out one of these horoscopes or any kind of new video. And I'm going to see you back here with the full moon report in Libra. Okay, bye.